This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And one of the things behind the scenes that people don't get to see, I mean, you get hundreds, maybe even thousands of toys this time of year, the Salvation Army does. And a lot of volunteers help process the toys and are just on hand ready for, you never know when a truckload of toys is going to come in. And the Avon Canton Chamber of Commerce, super helpful whenever we're here. And if you want to stop by, the lobby looks beautiful. There's plenty of people here if you have some toys. If you've gone shopping already and you can spare a few toys, come down and bring them if you want to give a monetary donation or you just want to say hello. Christine Buehler is the recently anointed head of the chamber.
That is correct.
It's since June?
Since June, yes.
Are you wearing the throne, the crown well?
I'm doing my best.
And obviously, you know, the whole concept of a chamber of commerce – you know, it's been around so long in this country, and I'm curious because we travel the state and we talk about a lot about how we've seen volunteerism sort of slip a little bit in certain communities and how we need it so much. How hard is it to keep the chamber, you know, new business owners and, you know, to see the value in it and be a part of that community? Is that more of a challenge than it was a few years ago? Or?
I think people are eager to find that support within their community and to reach out to others to support people in their community. So, our membership has been steady, throughout. We've done very well. And I think, you know, the business community especially really appreciates having people, you know, being able to come together in an organized way to support each other and the community that they serve.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the volunteer stuff is great. In terms of, is it the sharing of ideas or is it just having support? Or, like, where is the benefit, like, for the businesses?
It comes from a lot of sharing ideas. We have certain groups that get together, you know, in different types of industries. So, you know, we have a healthcare group, we have an entrepreneurs group, a women's group, that they come together and they talk about the challenges that they're facing in their business and share ideas and do some brainstorming to, you know, kind of help resolve issues.
Now, the Talcott Mountain Science Center and Academy.
Correct.
And you run that?
I work, I do development and marketing for them.
So is that in Simsbury? Where is it?
That's right at the top of Avon Mountain, right off of Route 44 here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So where is it relative to, like, Renbrook?
Renbrook School. Across the mountain, across 44,
okay.
And closer to Avon. So we're we're located in Avon.
And so is it, what does it do? What's the whole role? Like, I mean, because if you're... You're a science center, so it's obviously must be like kids visit and do activities and this and that, but there's also an academy. Is it an everyday school?
So, yes, we have our science center is basically offers programs for students in grades K through 8, and those are programs like
tons of outdoorsy stuff, I'm sure.
We, you know, vacation programs, yep. Saturday programs, summer programs, and then the academy is a full time independent school for advanced learners in K through 8.
Wow. Does it focus on STEM?
Or? It focuses on STEM, but we have a full curriculum. We do foreign language and music and art and, you know, everything that you would think of, in a typical school.
And where do you pull from? Like, just, I mean, because it's...
The surrounding community, anywhere within a commutable distance.
It must be a beautiful spot.
It is wonderful. You know, our road up to the mountain, once you being at the top of a mountain, it just that... connection between, you know, when you come up the mountain and then you get to the campus, it gives students kind of an opportunity to kind of step out of their day-to-day world and just kind of puts them in a mentally in an open and new place so that they can really be receptive to ideas and think outside the box and really focus on what they're doing.
If this was snow, it would be...
it would be beautiful up there.
But it would be hard to get to, that is for sure. So Christine Buehler, again, the Talcott Mountain Science Center and Academy and the new president of the Avon Canton Chamber of Commerce. And we appreciate you and all your businesses coming in to help out. It's really, really...
Thank
even,
you.
You know, just to have them... And even get to hang out and just catch up with people is super fun.
It's such an important thing to do, especially this time of year. I know there's need all year, but, you know, this is a great time for people to come together and really work together to help others.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.